Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Hagopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Hagopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and, as you all well know by now, the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing that debt once and for all. And if your finances are still paying for past sins from our past flatlined economy, it's on the upswing now. It's all good. But we all have got some debt to pay, don't we? You're in the right place, gang. And you are not alone. Not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. And a special shout out and welcome to all of our, I believe we picked up 8 new affiliates in the last couple of weeks. We are thrilled every time we pick up a station, much less a handful of stations as we have. So here from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to all of our syndicated stations, new and old, coast to coast, including our great listeners checking in from WPG 1450 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Love my Jersey friends. KFJX 870 in Dallas, Fort Worth. Thanks for the great shout out there. KTLR 890 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Beautiful place. All of our listeners checking in from the fabulous, fabulous towns of the Supertalk Mississippi Network and everybody else in between. So great to hang out, guys. Thanks for checking in. As we sit here, saving America's wallets, 1 hour at a time. Hanging out here. I'm already halfway done with my coffee. How'd I do that in the last 5 minutes? Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. So last week, I'm loving today's show already. Last week, we talked about various ways to improve your outdoor living spaces. We're all crazy busy. We all want to have a little more time with our family and our friends, our neighbors, maybe some coworkers. And we're all starting to look at our back, you know, backyard, back door, right outside the back door areas for maybe a back patio look. And when we briefly touched on this last week, I never expected the flood of information. You guys are the best. All of these fabulous ways that we can improve our outdoor living spaces. It might be a front porch. It might be a back patio. Wherever it is, you guys are geniuses. Now, I talked a bit last week, just some opening info here. I am currently undertaking the project of putting in a very rustic back patio in my backyard, right off my back door. It's one of the few areas of nice flat space, and it's perfectly situated right out my back door. Now, here's what I want to do, and I want your input on this. You know that I live in this old Victorian, right? I adore this house. Now, around this house, going from the driveway to the back, going from the driveway to the front door, and then from the front door around the other side of the house, you've got these rustic, I think it's like 1.5 foot by 2 feet bluestone pavers. They're pretty prominent out here in Pennsylvania. It's just a rustic kind of a slate paver. They're fabulous. I love this walkway. I think it's been there for 100 years. It looks like it fits perfectly. So here's what I want to do in the back. I want to take more of these exact same types of Pennsylvania bluestone, and wherever you are in the country, you've got your local stone, you know, the kind that's really prevalent near your homes, near your apartment buildings. You know what kind of stone is predominant in your area. Here I'm talking about bluestone. What I want to do is get a whole handful of those same size pavers or thereabouts and create this very rustic back patio. I don't need anything crazy sophisticated. I didn't need anything where you had to dig out a lot of dirt. I just wanted to lay these stones in here and let the grass kind of grow up in between the cracks of these stones. They would just be mowed over or weed whacked over when we cut the yard. That's the look that I was going for. Well, I thought I was being all kinds of clever with my ideas on this. Little did I know that my listeners are blessed geniuses. And when I put out the word about various ways to improve your own backyards, front patios, back decks, you name it, all of the paperwork just started flooding in. Huge thanks to all of you. Not to mention, special shout out to Natalie B., listening in from WCHE in Westchester, who has just introduced me to the online crack cocaine known as Pinterest. And when she sent me this link, I was blown away. I can't go on to Pinterest. Pinterest, I'm not joking, is the crack cocaine of the online world. And there was this whole section on do-it-yourself patio areas, and there are too many different types of inexpensive patio, strategies to even count. I was so thrilled. One of them, I am happy and smug to say, is exactly what I'm planning, in which you take your pavers and you lay them out carefully in whatever design you want and make your own rustic backyard patio. That is definitely what I'm doing. If you're thinking about doing something similar and you maybe don't have the same materials, whatever else, definitely take a look at this Pinterest stuff. I'm looking at various ideas, and this one I got to touch base on because I wrote about this in my column as well. This is genius. Near me in the Philadelphia area, and you guys have got warehouse clubs all near all of you as well, a guy who reads my column sent me pictures before and after project. He wanted to do a back patio as well. Budget's really tight, not a lot of wiggle room. He was shopping at his nearby warehouse club store and swung around the back as he was driving around, and he caught sight of, near the back door, all of those heavy wooden shipping pallets that you see constantly at the warehouse clubs. Everything is shipped and created and sold in such bulk. These wooden pallets, they usually measure about 4 feet by 4 feet. Very tough, created nice hardwood, nailed together in these 4 foot by 4 foot pallets. Well, he asks the manager there, could I buy a couple of these pallets off you? The manager, very good-naturedly, basically laughs out loud and says, are you kidding me? Take as many as you want. So he's thrilled, right? He brings home about, 16 of those, okay? And lays them four across and four up, okay? 16 of these pallets. He nails them together with nice, tough, industrial, non-rusting screws. He puts this beautiful coat of, really dark wood varnish on it. And then he puts nice protective coat of, the whatever gloss you need on there to keep it protected from the rain. He sends me pictures of this. I am blown away. He's now got a gorgeous 16 foot by 16 foot beautiful back deck that he put together, stained, painted, put a protective coat of, what is that, like varnish, an acrylic, like a polyurethane type thing. It's now waterproofed. It's beautiful. He's got a back deck that he put together for practically nothing, and it's beautiful. You wouldn't believe the way this thing looks. That's what I'm talking about. We all want to improve our outdoor areas. Very, very few people that I know, myself included, have got the money for these incredible, drool-worthy, magazine-covered decks. But we still want a back deck. We want a back patio. We want a front porch. Name it whatever you want to. These are exactly the types of strategies that I'm talking about. So if that sounds like that would fit the bill for you at all, I am personally still going for my Bluestone, but I'll tell you exactly where I found that for a fraction of the cost of retail, right, in just a second. But if you think that that wooden pallet nailed together, it looks so professional and so gorgeous, so well crafted. I'm just incredibly impressed. And many thanks to people sending me all of their various personal, stories on this. That's what I'm talking about. Don't let the budget hold you back. If you want a back deck, you know how hard you're working. You know how much you would enjoy hanging out on a back patio with your family and your friends and your neighbors on the weekends. Go out there and make it happen. You don't have to spend 15 grand on a back patio. If you've got 15 grand to spend on it, knock yourself out. Send me pictures of that too. But if you find your budget is just not even going to come close to that kind of a budget for your back patio, it can be done for a fraction of that cost, or even less, practically zero, as our friends have been showing us. So I love that. All right, back to the online addiction known as Pinterest. I'm looking at these various pavers. Here's something else going on. No matter where you live in the country, chances are excellent that you have some sort of a contracting, huge, you know, supply site near you. Oftentimes, these supply sites are taking in recycled materials. They're wonderful. These construction sites are so wonderfully economically, environmentally friendly. God bless them for it. And they oftentimes have various amounts of various materials that have been repurposed from a past job. Maybe that company went out and did a whole new job with brand new stuff and brought back all of the old stuff that used to be there. Oftentimes we're talking stone, we're talking rocks, we're talking whatever, very durable materials, and they just want to get rid of them. They'll often do it for a fraction of the cost of retail. Check with your local not a quarry, that's where they actually pull it out from. Check with your local contractors. Check with your local supply houses when it comes to this kind of thing. With a phone call, you might tap into all kinds of resources you didn't even know were there. And in the meantime, you'll get yourself a fantastic resource for finding exactly the patio materials you're looking for a fraction of the price. That's what I'm talking about. Now, with me, I've got it coming. We've got all these bluestone pavers coming. I wanted to do, and I asked for everybody's input on this, I wanted to do a 15 by 20 back patio. It's close to the swing set. You all know the story of the swing set, how we got that on Craigslist. It's near the back of the house. Gorgeous sunsets there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful view. Good stuff. That's what we're talking about there. After the break, the time's flying. I'm going to tell you exactly where I found those pavers for about 75% off. You all stay tuned.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show, dedicating today's show to building out those backyard spaces that you've always wanted to improve on, maybe with a small front porch, maybe with a nice back deck or a back patio. Here's where we talk about it. I thought I was breaking all kinds of new ground on this. Oh, this will be great. I'll educate people on all kinds of ways to do this. Well, my listeners have educated me on this. You guys are amazing. I'm seeing pictures from projects coast to coast. You guys are incredible and extremely handy. I am dazzled. We were talking before the break about a fabulous way to take these warehouse club store wooden pallets and putting them together. Gorgeous stuff. Other ways that people were using these pallets, they stand them up against a wall, painted them beautifully, and put a bar on top of it. You gotta love that. Other people use them to create little hangers or storage areas for toys and everything else. Love that. Love it. Love it. Again, I am seeking help from my fabulous new online friend called Pinterest. Pinterest, it is, again, indeed, I don't joke, the crack cocaine of the online world. I am happy to say that when it comes to easy-to-do patio idea projects, right there on Pinterest is exactly what I'm going to be doing in my backyard. Simply laying patio pavers out over the grass on a flat area in my house, in my backyard, and creating a nice rustic look there. Other people I'm seeing are putting down a small layer of gravel on their own. Now, what they're doing, you know, we all see the television shows where they have to bring in this backhoe and they're digging out, you know, a foot of your yard first. Then they fill it in with the gravel and do all this other stuff. Good for them. If that's what you're going for, knock yourself out. If you're looking for something a lot less expensive, something that I'm really loving here, again, using these standard patio pavers, here's what they're doing. You mark out the area that you want to create a patio in, okay? Mark it off with thread, mark it off with, you know, carpenter's thread, whatever you do. Mark out your space. You then create a border with something solid, maybe bricks, maybe something else, anything that'll keep everything in. You lay your rocks in there, your patio pavers, the larger stones that you're going to be focusing on. You lay those out, and then people are simply pouring bags of this fine gravel, which you can get at any local home improvement store or even online if you know some people there. They pour it over the cracks, and then they simply use a broom to sweep it into the cracks, and you've got this very polished look for a fraction of what it costs to have the whole thing dug out and everything else. It's those kind of low-key solutions that are such a huge turn-on for me. So you get the point. Measure out the area that you're looking to create a patio or front deck out of, that kind of thing. Start looking around your local home improvement centers and get a feel for what you feel the best solution, the best materials would be, and then let nothing stop you. Find your sales, find your stuff on Craigslist, and make it happen. And by all means, send me a picture so I can brag about the genius of my listeners coast to coast. I love this. Now, I wanted to make sure we got to this too. Oh, you know what? One last note, because I'm looking here on this Pinterest, and somebody else sent this to me via Pinterest as well. Something I hadn't thought about, just a gravel patio. Here's what you do. You know, the fine stones, the fine gravel, it's tougher stuff than I thought, and it actually works pretty well with furniture. People are just marking off the area that they want to create a patio with or a front, you know, front porch type thing with. You mark it off, you
you put around the borders just a nice type of decorative brick, something that makes it look really nice, and you simply fill it in with gravel. And it's a beautiful look. People are doing it with furniture. People are doing it with everything else. The point I wanted to make sure we got with regards to furniture as well, there are local home improvement centers that have tremendous sales on some of their patio furniture right now. That's a place you're going to want to look, if for no other reason, to get some great ideas on how you want to decorate your patio or your back deck or your back porch once you get it done. Next up, if you're looking for furniture, I'll tell you where I found mine, and I'm so thrilled. I found it on Craigslist. No big shock. Went online, found, I think I got a set that was about $2,000 retail. Got it for about $250 on Craigslist. I had to rent a truck to go and pick it up. It was very lightweight stuff, so I was able to do it solo. Cost me about $40 for the truck, and I had it home, and before you know it, had some beautiful stuff going on. I'm chuckling because we got back from a trip out of town this past weekend. I had had some of my chairs out of my back, you know, where the back patio is going to be. The stones aren't laid yet. Right now, I just have my furniture sitting in the backyard. So we have sofa, little love seat, two chairs, coffee table, and then a long, large picnic table that seats about six. It has an umbrella in it. All right, this is all relevant, I promise you. The umbrella was slightly, it was opened up, so it was a full open umbrella when we left the house. Wasn't anticipating any kind of crazy weather or anything else. This is relevant. We get home after a day or two out of town. We come home, I go into the backyard. Something looks a little strange. I can't quite put my finger on it. As I get closer to the patio set, I realize the glass top of my picnic table, it's a table that seats six. It's a very elegant back patio table. The glass tabletop has been shattered. This is one of those tough, durable, you know, hard to break tabletops. And it is in tiny thousands of shards on the ground. You're like, you've got to be kidding me. The cushions had been blown everywhere. We speculate that some huge wind had come and blown the umbrella up and tilted it to the side just enough so that it picked up the table, God knows how many feet, drops it back down with a huge crash, big enough and hard enough to make this really tough tabletop just shatter. The umbrella then blows out of the table, you know, Mary Poppins style, and lands halfway across the yard. So there you go. Long story short, if you find yourself owning one of these tables, these beautiful, wonderful seats six tables for your back patio set, keep that umbrella cranked down. Whenever you leave the house, you never know when the freakish Mother Nature rules kind of wind comes by and shows you exactly who's boss. There you go. So when it comes to the back patio, I'm finding all of my materials on Craigslist. I'm hearing from people that are finding incredible things at their local home improvement centers. And a place you also want to check your local mom and pop shops. They are phenomenal at giving great deals. And oftentimes with these great mom and pop deals, they'll throw in some delivery for free as well. Sometimes, not always, but there it is. So I want to hear from you guys as well. What has been your go-to move for improving your outdoor areas? All right. When I put the word out about this last week, again, who'd I hear from? Mike Kissman, a contractor listening in from Atlanta's 50,000-watt powerhouse, News Talk 1160 WCFO, the talk of the town in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. One of my favorite affiliates. You guys are the best. We've been connecting 1160 and I for years now. One of our first affiliates, and we just love them and their listeners. Mike Kissman, contractor, sends me this monster-sized, I hope the environmentalists out there forgive me, this is like 60 pages, holy crow, from BuzzFeed, talking about 32 inexpensive backyard ideas that are borderline genius. They are not kidding. This is fantastic. How much time do we have before the break? Tony? Minute and a half. We're going to go through a couple of these. All right, 32 inexpensive backyard ideas that are borderline genius, in no particular order. Love this one. This might be one of my favorites right off the bat. When you have your backyard area, one of the biggest things is creating some nice lighting, okay? Here's one of the ones that I just loved. Replace the light bulbs in an old chandelier, and you can find old chandeliers everywhere. They're in old, you know, antique shops, one of my favorite places. You can find them online. You can find them again on Craigslist. Replace the light bulbs in one of those old chandeliers with inexpensive solar lights. Inexpensive solar lights. So again, they're going to be, you know, taking in all that energy from the sun during the day, and then they glow at night, and you hang it from a nearby tree branch, or if you need to put up a small stand for it, it is beautiful and elegant and gorgeous and amazing. This is wonderful, and this is only page one. Mike Kissman, thank you so much for this. Guys, hang out for another minute. When we get back right after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence, $429.17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show, and it is half past the hour, which means it's time for my favorite segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with none other world-renowned Philadelphia realtor, John Harriet, joining us. And I say this because we have gained another few stations in the last week alone. I think that is not a coincidence. Welcome to all of our 61 stations listening coast to coast and our replays on weekends. We love you all. Welcome to the show, sir.
Wow, we are really getting that. We are coast to coast and border to border, and that's very exciting. That is very exciting stuff.
Not only that, but it's happening in a time, springtime, when more people are thinking about real estate than ever, and we're getting some great feedback for our segment. So many people are interested in the real estate market, and I had one question really stick out in my head that I wanted to make sure we jumped on first thing.
Oh, my God, do I have an answer?
It's really good. You will. You will. You're going to like this one. This is Mike listening in from Oklahoma City. Thank you so much for your fabulous emails to everybody. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Email me, text me, whatever you want to do. This coming in from Mike from Oklahoma City. He and his wife are going to be trying to sell their house this year. Finally, okay. All of the financial stars are aligned.
Selling house this year.
Exactly. Okay. And they've been waiting on the sidelines. They didn't quite have what they needed to go to their next move-up house. They were going to wait until they did. They now have their ducks in a row. They also have about $15,000 to sink into their house before they put it on the market. And they're getting all kinds of various info from well-intended friends and family and such. This is their question. Do they put their $15,000 towards a somewhat dated bathroom, a somewhat dated kitchen? Do they just put a coat of paint on the place? It's a very livable house, but it does have its dings.
Sure.
Do they put it towards a coat of paint on the house, or do they do nothing?
Well, it could be a combination of all of those things.
Right.
It could be a combination of all of those things. First of all, I would suggest that you get yourself a very good realtor.
Yep.
And Chrissy knows the advice here. Talk to at least two realtors, preferably three or four. I would start out with the Keller Williams office in your area. Or if you're really unsure about what kind of a realtor to talk to, give us a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is...
That number, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
And you can just say things like, hey, John, I'm thinking about making this kind of a move, and I live in Oklahoma City or Dallas or Mississippi or wherever. Don't have the foggiest idea how to find a good realtor. Can you help me out? And what I'll do is I will go through the marketplace for you, talk to different realtors. I will find out who the best person is in a particular marketplace. I will interview that person, and I'll give you that recommendation. Doesn't mean you have to use them, but it does mean that I have done that kind of professional research for you, and I'm glad to do that for people. But with respect to this couple who's got $15,000 to spend, and they want to move on, right now, boy, in almost every part of the country, moving on is going to be the right decision to make.
Yep.
And you've got $15,000 with which to do it. Well, the first thing that I would do is I would find that good realtor, and we just talked about that, and then ask that realtor to recommend a good mortgage resource because there are lots and lots and lots of mortgage programs available.
Sure.
And you don't need to have 20% down or 10% down or even 5% down. You can have as little as 3.5% down. And I've seen one mortgage program that just scares the bejeebers out of me where you only have to put 1% down.
Yikes.
That's an invitation to future disaster. But it's there, and it would be appropriate for some people who are conscientious about paying their bills. But get yourself a good realtor, then find yourself a good mortgage lender. Your realtor can steer you in the right direction. And see what kind of mortgage program is available for you. You may find that you can afford more house than you think you can.
True.
But let's say we've got this $15,000 to spend. I would suggest pay attention to the cosmetics. Paint is probably the single biggest upgrade that you can make.
Right.
And what you invest in cosmetics, the rule of thumb, and I've always found this to be true, is if you put $5,000 into cosmetics, you're going to increase the selling price of your house by somewhere 3 to 5 times. So
wow.
$5,000 in, you're going to get $15,000 to $25,000 more.
Nice.
So paint is a great one. Now, stay away from wallpaper. If you got wallpaper in the house, the first rule of real estate is nobody likes anybody else's wallpaper. So take that wallpaper down, repaint with a neutral color, an off-white or a light base. Now, bathrooms and kitchens are really the rooms that sell a house. And if you have got a terribly dysfunctional, dirty kitchen or bathroom, you really ought to consider doing something with that.
Right.
And your realtor has probably got a contractor or two who can come in and say, look, for not too much money, I can upgrade the fixtures in this bathroom, upgrade the counters in the kitchen. There's things we can do that aren't going to cost you a whole heck of a lot of money. So I would get the advice of the realtor, get the advice of a good contractor, and choose my spots judiciously. But I would definitely make sure that the inside of that house and the outside, if it's a painted surface, has a fresh coat of paint. That will do more than anything else I can think of to give you that first great impression.
Nice. Nothing better than that new car smell or that new paint smell when it comes to a house.
That is correct. That is correct. And listen, there are ways that you can upgrade your present kitchen. Now, for example, my lovely wife, Chrissy's lovely mother, cogitated for about 2 or 3 years on how to upgrade the kitchen in our present house. Now, the kitchen was put in, I think, back in 1996, which means it was some 20 years old. It was mid-range quality. And she was racking her brain for how could she upgrade this. You know, new white kitchens are very much in the vogue right now. And she finally hit on this brilliant idea that costs us, I think, all of about $3,000 for a kitchen that looks very, very new. She got the granite countertops put in for a couple $1,000s.
They're yummy.
And she said, you know what? I am going to put several coats of paint on these old cabinets and doors, and I'm going to put in fresh hardware.
Yep.
And that's what she did over the objections of the painter. He said, oh, that surface is never really going to look good, and you really need new cabinets. Well, that's what she did, and you've been in the house many times.
That's right. It's gorgeous. And it just completely transformed it.
And the kitchen looks gorgeous. It's white. It does have new hardware in it, and it was an amazing upgrade. You would swear it probably cost, $15,000, $20,000. And it cost us only about three.
I love, and it's so smart on another reason as well. You find out from people who have taken down all of their old cabinets and try to put up new. If you work with your existing cabinets and maybe do exactly as Mom did with regards to painting the front a completely fresh new color, maybe a new texture, and brand new hardware on it, it transformed them. It transforms them in the exact same way that brand new ones would as well. And you save yourself the huge headache that I've heard about time and time again when people take down the old ones and try to put up the new ones. If you have great cupboards with great space, you love the space, you love everything about them except for the current color, think about painting them. It's just going to be genius.
Yep, and it really works out very, very well. So you don't have to spend a whole boatload of money to upgrade your kitchen. Consider painting your cabinets, putting on new hardware, and you will be amazed at the difference it makes.
So you could just shave off part of that $15,000 that these guys are talking about to do that, and then maybe you could try to tackle a bathroom and stuff as well with some easygoing. Maybe you don't need to hire too many contractors for it, but there are some hungry contractors out there as well that would be happy to accommodate you if you've got a tight budget.
That's correct. Now, for example, you may have an old bathroom that is perfectly functional, and it's got pink and green tile, like was popular in the Philadelphia area back in the 50s.
Oy.
Well, our house was built in 1962. That's the one you grew up in, Chris.
Yep.
And we had yellow tile, we had pink tile, and I think we had blue tile. What my very inventive wife came up with was a fellow who says, you know what, folks, don't tear down that old tile. Give me a call. I've got a process. I can paint it whatever color you want. It's only going to cost you a fraction of what it would cost to tear that old stuff down and put up new. So she did that. And lo and behold, I think this had to happen maybe 20 years ago now in the master bathroom in our house. Ugly pink tile. Guy comes in and he said, listen, you can't go in this room for a couple of days. And he sprays this solvent around.
Oh, my God.
And then he sprays on the paint. And it looks beautiful, but you got to leave the room alone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And my God, is it durable.
I know. It's
my
incredible.
My God, is it durable. It covers up all the old stained grout. And it looks just absolutely gorgeous. One of the other bathrooms now in our house, since we're getting ready to sell it after 38 years there, she's thinking of doing the same thing.
It's amazing. And that was 20 years ago. In the 20 years since, it's become even more durable. They've had even more, advances to that kind of thing, where hopefully it's not quite so annoying for the homeowner as well.
And by the way, folks, if you don't know of anybody in your area who can do that, give us a shout again at Chrissy, the number?
Absolutely, gang. Call or text anytime. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, 484-574-4088.
Now, I don't know of anybody who can do this in Dallas or Oklahoma City or Broward County, Florida, but I do know a guy who does it in Chester County, Pennsylvania, and I'll just bet you he knows somebody who can do in your neck of the woods.
There has to be all kinds of
stuff. Very, very easy way to do a wonderful, wonderful upgrade. And you've also got people who can come in and refinish a bathtub.
Yeah.
I've seen some look like they've been used as a waste disposal in a barn.
They might have been.
For years. They might have been, yeah. And they've got solvents and things to cover it up. When you get done, you would swear it's a brand new bathtub. You put new faucets on it, and it looks like you got a brand new deal.
I love that. And I love how you're talking in such a way that they can make that $15,000 stretch to even, they might even have money left over afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a new coat of paint. There's nothing like these great new things that are out there to make, to transform a bathroom and a kitchen in a fraction of the time. I love that stuff.
That's right. Now, most contractors are going to want to do the job in the old conventional way,
right,
which means you rip it up, you throw it away, you bring in the new, and guess what? It costs a whale of a lot of money. Well, you don't need to do that.
Yep.
You can get inventive, and if you're looking for somebody to repaint that tile and make it look better than new, give us a shout at that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, and we'll get the information to you. Well, Chrissy, I see we're coming up about to the end of the segment.
Another hard stop.
Folks, thank you very, very much for listening. This is John Harried with Keller Williams Real Estate saying thanks for listening to Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, and by George, we will see you next week.
See you soon, guys.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has crossed my...
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to my co-host, John Harriott, for another fabulous Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. We are getting phenomenal press for that coast to coast, and it's no wonder why. You guys are interested in real estate, making the most money from the current, you know, investment you have, the home you live in, maybe thinking about investing in a rental property, maybe thinking about moving up, maybe thinking about downsizing. Whatever it is, we've all got real estate in the back of our head for various reasons. Contact John Harriott. Let him know your thoughts. Let him know your hopes and dreams on real estate, and let him help you turn those dreams into reality. It's all good. Back to our inexpensive backyard ideas that are borderline genius. And again, many thanks to all of our listeners. Get all of your stuff to me. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Contact me on Facebook. I'm there all the time. Contact me via cell or text at 610-844-4913. Email me. You get the idea. Show me your fabulous ideas on inexpensive backyard projects that really make your backyard or your front porch or whatever it is you're thinking about outdoors, whatever makes it sing. Before the break, this is so adorable, talking about getting an old chandelier. And adorable is the wrong word. This is beautiful and elegant and lovely and just unexpected and gorgeous. It's such a great way to do this lighting for your back porch, taking an old chandelier and putting in inexpensive solar lights, and there's this glow. It's practically Disney. It is just that elegant and unreal. You got to love that. All right, next up, I got to get through as many of these as I can, because I don't know if we'll have time to do another segment on this next week. We might just have to. This was a cute one. If you've got kids or grandkids anywhere in your life, apparently for people out there who are doing a lot of work with potted plants in their backyards, on their front porches, on their back decks, if you put a diaper, one of those regular disposable diapers, in the bottom of your potted plants, apparently it keeps them beautifully watered, gorgeous. They help keep the plants to retain their moisture, keeps them looking fresh longer. I love this. Okay, here's one that's near and dear to my heart as well. Place scraps of yarn in some sort of a bird feeder or a suet feeder, and birds will pluck them out and use them to make their nests. Now, we've got a lot of nests near us already. You know, nesting season could be about done. But if you still think this might be a cute project, grab just any snippets of yarn or whatever kind of fuzz you've got around the place. Make them small little bits, obviously. You don't want to see a bird flying away with a mile of yarn in their feet that they have to drag across the yard. That could be awkward. Keep the pieces of yarn nice and small, maybe a couple of inches, okay? And another person, somebody who knows far more about birds than I do, said that yarn could be a little dangerous for their feet. I honestly don't know enough about birds. But they highly recommended not doing the yarn, but simply doing dryer lint, which we all have in buckets in our lives. Just, I've got a family of four living in my home. On wash day, it's just, are there any clothes left, or is it all dryer lint by the time you're done pulling dryer lint out of this thing? Long story short, take some dryer lint, put them into a suet feeder or a bird feeder. Birds use them to make their nests, and they love it. Everyone's a winner. I love that. All right, another one here. Pages upon pages of good stuff. You hear me turn the pages right now. Let's see here. Oh, using glow sticks. You put the glow sticks into circles. You make a glow-in-the-dark nighttime ring toss. Very nice. Here's a good one. Now, here's a word. I got to practice this one. Outside, in your areas where you're spending a lot of time, plant some ornamental Cochlea scoparia grass. I got to say this again. Ornamental Cochlea scoparia grass. Why do I say this? Because I'm looking at the picture of this thing. It's a very hardy type of bush. Okay, it's drought tolerant for all of our stations coast to coast that might have a touch of drought going on right now. It germinates super fast, apparently. It's almost impossible to kill, which makes it very appealing to me because I am the champion plant killer. I adore flowers. Unfortunately, I'm also a serial killer of flowers, and these are apparently pretty hardy. They start out green, but they turn a beautiful red color once it starts to get colder out. And these appeal to me. My kids took, when I was getting the notes ready for the show, I was packing up all my stuff this morning. They saw the picture of this, and they were laughing. They loved it, literally, because these plants, when they're fully grown, they look exactly like the heads from that movie Trolls. You've seen the movie Trolls with little fuzzy head tops? That's what these plants look like. It's pure Disney. You look out in your yard and see a whole, you know, line of these types of bushes. They're very eye-catching, apparently pretty inexpensive. They grow fast, and they're hard to kill. What's not to love? Gotta love that. For easy seeding, go to any local, maybe you've got churches near you that have church seating for various, you know, various groups, whatever else. They might have old chairs they're trying to get rid of, the folding chairs, the aluminum folding chairs. Get a handful of those and let your kids paint them different colors. People are sending me stuff here. They've got them all painted purple, maybe a dark blue, maybe a dark green, and they cost next to nothing. Beautiful stuff. I'm just zipping through this. My gosh. Inexpensive camping. Oh, my gosh. Inexpensive campfires that people are cooking food over. That is way too productive for me. Here's another one that I love. This thing is called, what is this called? It's not a pool. A lot of people out there are thinking about putting in a pool. And mainly when you put in a pool, you're doing it for your kids or your grandkids, oftentimes not for the adults. That's relevant because what I'd like to suggest, if you want to put some sort of an outdoor water fun type object in your backyard, there's this thing out there called a splash pad. And a lot of people are doing this instead of a pool. The kids adore it. And actually, back at Casa Hagopian, not far from here, we have done something very similar. A splash pad, it looks like maybe a fun hotel sort of round circular. It lays on the ground, very low to the ground. It pumps water through, and it's like sprinklers everywhere. There's maybe 20 different jets of water that go flying at the kids in different directions. They love it. They can sit in it. They can run through it. They can play in it. They can bounce balls in it. It's called a splash pad, okay? Now, rather than putting in a pool for around, you know, 15, 20 grand or higher that I'm hearing about these days, you do one of these splash pads. They talk about how they cost between 2,000 and 3,000, which isn't exactly cheap, but they're significantly cheaper than a pool and honestly safer too because there's less risk of drowning. I'm one of those spaz moms. But you can do your own splash pad. I'm looking here for a fraction of even the usual splash pad cost. You just put down any kind of a tarp. It's fun. Some kind of a one of those slippery, slidey type plastic things if they want to sit in it or slide on it. And you put a handful of sprinklers on it, and you are a hero. Okay? You got to love it. Guys, I'm only like a fraction of the way through all these great things you can do. We might just have to do this next week, too. I will also give you an update on my back patio, how far I am with this. A couple more ideas between now and then. Reuse your empty wine bottles by making mosquito-combating tiki torches with them. Brilliant. You fill them with citronella oil, which I find actually works pretty darn well. You put a wick in it and you're set. Genius. Guys, I've got to get this porch going. Send me your ideas as well. Find me online. The time has flown. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, but not too steep. But best of all, cheap is cheap. Circumstance has forced my hands to be a cut by...
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.